Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. It is time for our Wednesday Wisdom Radio Show, and I am Deborah Leanne. Thanks so much for listening. This morning's topic on the art of the RSVP, when I first planned it, I was kind of ready for a rant, and I believe I've calmed down enough, which is good for you, so you don't have to hear it. Yet, it's becoming not just something that I'm noticing, but many, many people are struggling with as they try to plan events, schedule meetups, get their clubs, organizations, and especially in the area of volunteer and community engagement, community development, community organizing types of things. It's funny because it's the not as essential types of things that we are the most likely to not make a commitment to. Why? I'm not sure. That's what I'd like to discuss with you. So let's start off, for my sake and for yours, since I have no idea where you're coming from to this moment, and let's get present. And what that means for me is to feel my feet firmly on the ground, to feel my butt, my tailbone firmly planted in whatever seat I'm currently in. And if you're not driving and are able to do so, why don't you take a few seconds here, actually be more like a few minutes, and let's close our eyes and get into our bodies. For so many women, this is so difficult. We have such a love-hate relationship with our bodies. It doesn't feel comfortable to just sit and look inside at what's going on. And it's precisely from this place where I teach women that we have our most power, our intuition, where we can heal both physical diseases and many other anxiety-ridden stories that we're carrying around that are driving us. So as we look inward, try to look and find the actual root of your system, which would be down at the base of your skeletal system. It's called the root chakra for a reason. And we are going to just plant that firmly into the seat that we're in or the ground that we're sitting on so that we can feel like we're actually being tugged down and held by Mother Earth. There is an energy wellspring if we tap into it here. And so I'm asking that you actually send your energy straight down from your bottom all the way so that it connects to the center of Mother Earth and wraps around and causes an anchoring effect to our system. It pulls us down, it pulls us deep, it pulls us inward. And this is where we want to do our most intense work, whether it's focused projects for work or to get clear on next steps if we're making decisions or just to calm down and present ourselves at our highest level for our next meeting or family event or social gathering. From here, we want to breathe all the way down and in and back. And a new thing that I read recently is breathing in and sending that breath straight down. And then also to send our breath to our right side, our masculine, our doing side. And allow that energy to just feel the flow through our right shoulder, our right leg, our right hip, even the right side of our face and ear and jawline. Then we're going to breathe into our left. Allowing that energy to flow, cleansing our ears so we can hear our wisdom, cleansing our throat so that we can speak our truth, cleansing and holding our left arm, our shoulder, our heart in that beautiful high divine space, and cleansing all the way down through our left leg and our hip and our foot to allow us to be in our being space today, our inner intuitive feminine, the more dreaming, visionary side of ourself. I'd like to also then, we tend to look and feel a lot through the front of our bodies, just because we see that, we actually see it in mirrors, we see it as we get dressed, we feel that more. And let's breathe into our back. That doesn't get much of our attention. Feeling that from the back of our skull, down the back of our neck, going down our skeletal system, breathing into our back, our shoulders, going down into our middle back, our lower back, all the way down so that I can feel it on the back end of me as I sit straight back in my chair. And breathing into our back allows us to pull our energy even down and further back where there's a bowl that is asking us to fill it with our attention, because that's where energy goes. So by paying attention to that lower beautiful bowl of the yoni or the wisdom and power center for women, it allows us to fill up with that energy from both divine and Mother Earth energy, physical energy at this moment. And it is from this space where we are the most full, where we can do our best work in the world. It is once our bowl is filled up that we then have something to give to others. It is when we are full, fully charged with our essence, that we can create true relationship. It's from here that when we walk into a room, people see us and they're drawn to us. Because you know why? We're safe. We don't need anything from them. We're not looking for anything from anyone else because we already have it all within us. So as you gently open your eyes and come to this moment, this is where we want to look at how does it feel to say that we will be somewhere and then not show up. How does the universe take that? If we say that we're coming, we're going to do this, and then we don't. Or we don't even respond. The universe might say, we have this opportunity for you over here. Do you want a bit of this? Do you want part of this? Do you want more love? Do you want more joy? And we ignore it and go on about our business. And maybe later on say, oh, I forgot to tune into that or listen to that bit of intuition. And we missed our opportunity. I would like to liken this to what it means to RSVP. And I'm speaking specifically, I know we're inundated with invitations to like people's Facebook stuff, to attend Facebook events that are posted, to we get Eventbrites in our email. We are constantly being invited to, if we join a meetup, there's all kinds of events going on. I get daily meetup events listed for me to respond to. I used to just delete them all because I saw something I couldn't do and didn't even think anything of it. And since I've been looking at this on how I want to be treated, how I want, when I put a meetup out there for my Feminine and Powerful Leaders group, I believe that getting an answer one way or the other is important. It's an engagement. It's a It's another side of the coin. It's the yin and yang. It's the I'm putting something out and I'm getting no answers. Really? 94 women, not one has the time to say yes or no to an event. And when an Eventbrite goes out, you may want to look at your calendar. You may want to think about something. You're like, oh, that's next month in September, which is actually a month and a few days away. So I really don't feel like I can respond to that at the moment. I get that. And when will you? Will you put it on the calendar to respond in a week? If you know you can't go, why not just say that right now? I would rather have an answer saying nobody, that the person cannot go. I do that now. I'm now noticing that if I look at my calendar and say, oh, I can't make that meetup, I can't go on that hike, I can't attend that event, I just go ahead and immediately say no. Potential that it might fit into my schedule and it's something that I'm interested in, I will say maybe or yes, and it goes on my calendar, and then it's a commitment, right? Not that we can't reschedule, not that we can't renegotiate our commitments, but it's responding. An RSVP, répondez, s'il vous plaît, is the French, please respond. That's all it's asking. We don't necessarily need to hear that you can come. We just want to know that you heard this and you are coming or you're not coming, so that we can make our plans to know how big the group will be and how to move forward with our plans. At least the no's coming through right away would be a helpful idea to see, wow, this is really not a good day. I've only heard no's from, 50% of the people that I sent this out to. I'm curious about the other 50%. You may never hear anything, and some of them might just attend without RSVPing, and some you may never hear from. Where did we lose that common respect? Is it because of so many invitations? Is it because our time is, we don't feel like we have control over our time, and so we just let things run us? And so last minute we're like, oh, I really can't go to that. I had kind of wanted to. Versus what if we had been proactive and said, I really would like to go to this. I'm curious about this group, and I'm going to say yes or maybe, and at least respond. And then I can revisit it. With meetups, most of them don't have a maybe. Facebook allows you to do maybe, but the meetups are yes or no. So the ones that I know that are no's are easy for me to do. The yeses, I'm really careful on what I commit to. And I have said yes to something, and then something's come up, and I haven't been able to take the day and go on a hike with the group. So the point is they actually have a waiting list. It's important for us to, if we aren't going to be there, to go in and change our RSVP to no, so another person can take that space. So I guess what I'm wanting to know is if one of the things I read recently about people that are in high levels of leadership, those that are considered to be the best leaders come from a place of integrity. What is integrity? Integrity is being true. It's when you walk your talk. It's when you respond to emails. It's when you respond to phone messages. It's when you respond to invitations with a polite yes or no. And I'm so curious where we can shift this dynamic. Is it because we're afraid to make a commitment and then our calendar might change? Go ahead and say yes and then change it. Or say no and then go back and revisit it later on and change it to yes. I think it's not important if the answer is yes or no. I think what is the most important is that you let the host know one way or the other. If you think about it that you're having a party, let's say you're getting married or you're having a big gathering and it's a catered event at your home, it makes a difference how many meals you order, So what do? We have to chase people down to get their answers. As a society, I feel that this is a common courtesy that, just like many others, seem to be falling by the wayside. And our generation, and by me, I'm on the tail end of the boomers, I believe we need to set an example. And if the boomers are not even honoring the art of RSVP, it could be because we're overwhelmed with all the social media that we're receiving every day, then how are we going to teach our young people? It's like, and I hate to say this, but it's almost like likening this to the right to vote. We get up every day and we have a choice on how to operate for the day. We have a choice to go into life and let it just toss us around like a piece of trash in a whitewater rafting craziness of a ride, or we can be the captain of our own ship, and we can say, okay, so if I go this way along this part of the where the water current is, it'll actually keep me upright and it'll send me faster down my path. There's also a piece around trust. When we say we're going to do something, like I will meet you tomorrow and we will go for a walk, our system gets that into our place and we make an agreement, especially with others. And when we get up in the morning and we want to hit the snooze alarm and not get up and go for a walk, I would bet you that if you had told a friend you would go for a walk, you would go. You might not. I mean, you still could text them and say, I'm sorry, last minute, I really want to stay in bed. But most times you'll just get up and go because you've made a commitment to a friend to meet them. The other thing, though, is if it's just us, if I say to myself, I'm going to get up and meditate and go for a walk and start my day, I'll be up and moving and, you know, ready to sit in front of the computer and do some work by 8 o'clock. I don't always follow that. And why is that? Why do we not make commitments to ourselves and keep them? So I'm seeing that the art of RSVP or making a commitment or drawing a line in the sand or saying we're going to be there or not be there is deeply entwined with our self-trust, our self-confidence, our level of integrity, our how the universe is viewing us in terms of what we're asking for and what it's delivering. Because I would wager that we're sending mixed messages all the time. And here, life is just waiting for us to ask for what we want and show up. Show up and say, okay, I'm here, I'm ready for it. I'm going to get up, do my meditation, I'm going on my walk. That's when the miracles happen. That's when our day is filled with more grace and ease, because we have honored ourselves. We have honored how we want to show up in the world. So those are my thoughts on this whole art of RSVP. To me, it's feeling like a lost art. And I'm so curious if anyone would love to engage with me on my Facebook page. It's Facebook, The Synergized Leader, or you can search for Deborah Leanne, Women's Leadership Catalyst. You can respond also in the comments underneath this Blog Talk Radio. You can also come on over to and talk to me via Twitter at Synergy Leader. There's you can send me an email at Deborah@DeborahLeanne.com. And there's this type of engagement is so important to me because I understand that we have a lot of stimuli coming in our direction in any given moment. Yet, it is when we make the choice, when we are clearly setting an intention, when we are choosing how we want our day to go, and it may not look like the calendar that we put out there, but we can choose how we want to feel throughout the day. And that is the key, isn't it? It's not how much we do during a day, it's how we feel about what we're doing. And I'm learning more and more that when I come from the place of opening to how I want to feel, to allow more joy in, to allow more good, to allow grace and ease, to allow my time to flow with me, not against me, that the miracles of opportunities, the connections with my friends, family, and colleagues, there's more beauty in the world. There's more opportunity for us to see beyond the limits that we tend to put in place for us with our calendar and our schedule. So on that note, I'm going to close and look forward to speaking with you in on some platform. And the next time you get a meetup invitation or an event bright shows up in your inbox or a Facebook event shows up on your feed, think and, well, actually, no, don't think about it. Feel into it. Is this something I want to do? Is this going to feed me in a direction and take me where I want to go? Could this be where I could meet people that'll bring more joy or opportunity or love into my life? Looking at it from that place can take a second. You feel into it and go, yes, it feels light and fun. I'm going for it. It feels heavy? Nah. And say no right then and there. Be done. I invite you to do that. I invite you to start choosing yes or no. And see how that shifts things in your life. See if it doesn't allow clients to make a quicker decision to work with you. See if it doesn't allow people to show up in a way that's more trusting of you. See if it doesn't allow you to feel like your integrity muscles are stronger and bigger and wider and more open. Because that's where we need to operate from. Thank you so much for your time this morning or whenever you listen to this. And again, I would love to connect with you in whatever way feels the most comfortable to you. I do have a meetup here in St. Louis if you're interested. It's Powerful and Feminine Leaders. And we're starting a book club starting at the end of August on Wednesday evenings. And the book that we're choosing is Powerful and Feminine by Rachel Jane Groover. It's not only a really easy read, I mean like 5-10 page chapters, but the exercises in it will bring a level of community to our groups. I'm so looking forward to hosting that. And in September, I am a co-host to a wonderful opportunity for women to gather in a salon of rediscovery that we are calling Shades of Gray, Colorized, How to Step Up and Step Into a Full Color Life. If you'd like to know more about that on September 11th, you can search for Shades of Gray, Colorized on Facebook, or you can find us on the Eventbrite to register. So until our next time together, take excellent care of you and remember to practice the art of RSVP. Take good care.